Lekkers. So great for you. Hare Krishna, thank you. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 30, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yavat Sakha Sakyuhu Iva Isha Te Kritaha Praja Visarage Vibhajami Boho Janam Aviklavaha Te Parikarmani Stithaha Ma Me Samunadha Madaha Aja Maninaha Yavat Sakha Sakyur Iveshate Kritaha Prajavisarge Vibhajami Bhojanam Aviklavaste Parikarmani Stito Mame Samunadha Madoja Maninaha Yavat Sakha Sakyur Iveshate Kritaha Prajavisarge Vibhajami Bhojanam Aviklavaste Parikarmani Stito Mame Samunadha Madoja Maninaha Ladies.
Mundo.
Yavat, as it is. Sakha, friend. Sakyuhu, unto the friend. Iva, like that. Isha, O Lord, te, you. Kritaha, have accepted. Praja, the living entities. Visarage, in the matter of creation. Vibhajami, as I shall do it differently. Bhoho, O my Lord. Janam, those who are born. Aviklavaha, without being perturbed. Te, your. Parikaramani, in the matter of service. Stitaha, thus situated. Ma, may it never be. May unto me. Samudnadha, resulting arise. Madaha, madness. Aja, O unborn one. Maninaha, thus being thought of. O my Lord, this is Brahma addressing Bhagavan, Vishnu. O my Lord, the unborn, you have shaken hands with me just as a friend does with a friend, as if equal in position. I shall be engaged in the creation of different types of living entities, and I shall be occupied in your service. I shall have no perturbation, but I pray that all this may not give rise to pride, as if I were the supreme. Purport. Lord Brahma is definitely situated in the humor of friendship with the Lord. Every living being is eternally related with the personality of Godhead in one of five different transcendental humors, namely Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. We have already discussed these five kinds of humors in relation with the personality of Godhead. It is clearly exhibited herein that Lord Brahma is related to the personality of Godhead in the transcendental humor of friendship. A pure devotee may be related with the Lord in any one of the transcendental humors, even in the humor of parenthood, but the devotee of the Lord is always a transcendental servitor. No one is equal to or greater than the Lord. That is the version of the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmaji, although eternally related with the Lord in the transcendental humor of friendship, and although entrusted with the most exalted post of creating different grades of living entities, is still conscious of his position, that he is neither the Supreme Lord nor supremely powerful. It is possible that some extremely powerful personality within or without the universe may sometimes show more power than the Lord himself. Still, the pure devotee knows that this power is a vibhuti, delegated by the Lord, and such a delegated powerful living entity is never independent. Sri Hanumanji crossed the Indian Ocean by jumping over the sea, and Lord Sri Ramachandra engaged himself in marching over the bridge. But this does not mean that Hanumanji was more powerful than the Lord. Sometimes the Lord gives extraordinary powers to his devotee, but the devotee knows always that the power belongs to the personality of Godhead and that the devotee is only an instrument. The pure devotee is never puffed up like the non-devotee class of men who falsely think that they are God. It is astonishing to see how a person who is being kicked by the laws of the Lord's by the laws of the Lord's illusory energy at every step, can falsely think of becoming one with the Lord. Such thinking is the last snare of the illusory energy offered to the conditioned soul. The first illusion is that he wants to become Lord of the material world by accumulating wealth and power, But when he is frustrated in his attempt, he wants to be one with the Lord. So, both becoming the most powerful man in the material world and desiring to become one with the Lord are different illusory snares. And because the pure devotees of the Lord are surrendered souls, they are above the illusory snares of Maya. Because Lord Brahma is a pure devotee, even though the first dominating deity in the material world and therefore able to do many wonderful things, he would never, like the non-devotee with a poor fund of knowledge, have the audacity to think of becoming one with the Lord. People with a poor fund of knowledge should take lessons from Brahma when they are puffed up with the false notion of becoming God. Factually, Lord Brahma does not create the living entities. In the beginning of the creation, he is empowered to give different bodily shapes to the living entities according to their work during the last millennium. Brahmaji's duty is just to wake the living entities from their slumber and to engage them in their proper duty. The different grades of living entities are not created by Brahmaji by his capricious whims, but he is entrusted with the task of giving the living entities different grades of body so that they can work accordingly. And still he is conscious that he is only instrumental, so that he may not think of himself as the supreme powerful Lord. Devotees of the Lord are engaged in the specific duty offered by the Lord, and such duties are successfully carried out without hindrance because they are ordained by the Lord. The credit of success goes not to the doer, but to the Lord. But persons with a poor fund of knowledge take the credit of success into their own accounts and give nothing to the credit of the Lord. That is the symptom of the non-devotee class of men. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurinmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrestham Manomapi Shachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Grajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shivishakhanvitamscha Guru Vaishna Bhagavan Tina Smarani Hoi Bigna Binashan Anayashi Hoi Nijavanchita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What's the time? Time limit. Thank you very much for welcoming me here so nicely. As I travel around here and there, naturally I get darshan of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath in photos everywhere. And many times I thought, well, I go to Bombay now and then, but it's just in and out. I came yesterday afternoon and I'm leaving this afternoon. So I thought, yeah, well, next time. And every time I thought, I should go for Gopinath Darshan, I thought. But every time I thought, next time, next time, next time. Then when I saw your Guru Maharaj in London, some sign was there. It's about time. So I thought, next time, definitely. I should enrich myself, do something. Charity begins at home, so help yourself. Help ourselves by having darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we get in so many places. We can go to so many temples. And I have been in many temples, and I've visited and all the major holy places in India, with the exception of Kedarnath and Gangotri and Yamunotri. But sometimes I made a book on pilgrimage in holy India, but I thought we should think on pilgrimage in holy ISKCON also. Because by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it's now a time, well, especially in India, where so many beautiful temples are being established. And this will probably go on for another decade or two or three, and eventually it'll be every town and village, at least in India. And as I heard your Guru Maharaj said a long time ago, that our real aim is to make a temple in every heart. So Gopinath is in everyone's heart. And Krishna is very beautiful, but I shouldn't say, but your Gopinath is very, 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 very. And he manifests his beauty, yayata mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajamyaham, in reciprocation with the desire of the devotees to serve him. So thank you for welcoming me. I didn't come here to give a class, but to have darshan of the Lord and his devotees. So thank you for inviting me also to speak something. As usual, as always, every one of Srila Prabhupada's purports is so packed with so much meaning that it's here we see the first line. It's hard to get past the first line. Lord Brahma is definitely situated in the humor of friendship with the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada gives evidence for this. It's right there in the Sakha Sakyuhu. But I thought of another reason why Srila Prabhupada can say Lord Brahma is definitely situated in the humor of friendship with the Lord. He knows, because he is also. Now that's also controversial. I'm known for saying controversial things, but there is an ongoing controversy which will probably go on for the next 10,000 years or so, whether Srila Prabhupada is situated in Madhurya Ras or Sakya Ras. But I'm pretty much convinced it's, oh, I don't know. Anyway, Sakya Ras. And there is a book published in this regard which gives the evidences. And one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers. Anyway, it can be a very complex subject because psychology is a very complex subject. Anyone here? Psychology students? Nitai Gaurachandra, I know he's one. It's a very complex subject. You have another psychologist here. It's a very complex subject to understand the mind of anyone. Even to understand the mind of a chicken. Every chicken is different, you know that? They're not all the same. Every cow is different. It's very difficult to understand anyone's mind exactly, and what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. It's very ambitious to try to know him, and what to speak of Lord Brahma. But Srila Prabhupada can say, because he knows, he's there, he's situated. And it's astonishing also that here Brahma is praying that his being the biggest in the whole universe will not give rise to pride. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives the first symptoms of the demoniac mentality, the demoniac mindset, the psychology of a demon. Ishvaro ham aham bhogi siddho ham balavan suki. I am the controller here. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, I am powerful and happy. And Brahma is in that situation. Universally, he's in charge. He doesn't think of himself as an enjoyer, but he's respected like that. He is perfect, he's powerful, he's happy. And all this could give rise to pride. And he's praying that I not become proud. But then later we see that he appeared to become proud and think, who is this little boy? We prayed to Narayan to appear in this world. And he did. We saw him. Came with four hands. And then he became this little boy. And something's going on wrong. Either he forgot that he's God, or there's some imposter here. What's he doing running around? And it's not just once, but every single day. And there's no sign of him doing anything else, of running around in the cowherd pastures without any shoes on even. So he became a little perturbed. He said, yeah, I shall have no perturbation. But he thought something is very wrong here. We wanted him to take the burden of the earth, but he's just running around like a cowherd boy. What's going on here? So he stole the cows, the calves, and the cowherd boys. And that appears to be some pride of his to show that he is more powerful. But we can take it in the mellow of friendship. Just like Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, they may steal his lunch pack and hide it from him. And sometimes the gopis like to steal Krishna's flute. And then he really becomes upset. For him, it's not a joke. Don't miss his flute. Don't leave him without his flute. Otherwise, he'll really become upset. So Lord Brahma is definitely situated in the humor of friendship with the Lord. He's eternally related in the transcendental humor of friendship. And even though he's in the most exalted post in the universe, he's still conscious that he is a servitor. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that even if someone becomes the parent of the Supreme Lord, they're still situated in the position of servitorship. So that's a philosophical understanding, although in Vrindavan, that doesn't work, does it? In Vrindavan, the parents and the lovers, they're not in the role of servitorship, are they? Ah, but then now I'm going to catch you. Because in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have so much evidence that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives to say that everyone is a servant of Krishna. Even his parents, even Nanda Maharaj says, actually, and Radharani herself says, I want to be the servant. We find the queens of Krishna in Kurukshetra, one after another, explaining how they became the wife of Krishna, and they're all praying that they can be his servant life after life. So this is to be understood. And practically the whole Bhagavatam, we can see it from various perspectives, or we can see it through various themes, just like Bhagavad Gita. We can see, what's the main purpose of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita? You could come up with several answers. One of them is to get Arjuna to fight. That's the obvious one. And to remove Arjuna's illusion, to give transcendental knowledge to the whole world. So there are various perspectives. And in this Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that the thread which runs through it all is to establish Bhagavan, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means in relation to Bhagavan, and also in relation to his devotees. That the Supreme Lord is there, and there are his devotees, and everyone is meant to be a devotee. Keho mani, keho namani, shabtar das. Some accept it, some don't accept it, but everyone is his servant. So that is being given throughout the Bhagavatam. And Bhagavatam also, a theme running through it or inseparable from every verse and every syllable of the Bhagavatam, is the sweetness of this relationship. We have in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam also, we start off with a declaration of the supremacy of the Supreme Lord in the first verse. It gives an idea of his supremacy. I think you all know that verse. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmadyasya yatonvya, and so on. And then by the third verse, it's also setting the scene for the whole Bhagavatam. We're invited to taste the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relationship to Bhagavan. The subject is Bhagavan and his devotees. Now we find throughout the Bhagavatam descriptions of Bhagavan and his devotees, the king and his subjects. There's no real meaning to Bhagavan without his devotees. Here we have Brahma is being described, and as we go on through the Bhagavatam, we'll find so many devotees are being described, at least in brief. We only hear very briefly. There's so much can be said. Just yesterday I was given a book about Sridhar Swami Maharaj. Did you see that book? Did you get that book? Yeah. I didn't even know it existed. It's just a huge book like this. Thick book. And practically you could make huge books about everyone, because every life is full of so much. Every life is rich. From the analytic point of view, everyone, even a non-devotee, their life is full of so much. Of course, most people live a very humdrum kind of life. But the lives of the devotees, it's full of every step, every moment, they're wrapped in thought of Krishna and how to serve Krishna. Their lives are very rich, and wonderful things happen in the lives of devotees. We might not see it. A lot goes on in the mind. Devotees come here every day for darshan, and every moment you are having darshan of the Lord, you're reciprocating, he's reciprocating with you. The richness of that relationship is being bolstered and increased day by day by day. We like to hear the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. It's an exchange of sweetness. So here Brahma is said to be in the mood of servitorship. And we may think, well, that's not very sweet. Friendship is the mood of friendship, which is underlaid by servitorship. But the bliss of being a servant of Krishna. It's said to be what we see in this world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. But I don't see in this material world, especially in the modern age, the servitorship. It may have been previously. You'll have a household with many servants, and then how if the owners of the house, they're nice people and they interact with the servants, and the servants are very grateful to the. But nowadays, I just came from Jamnagar, maybe some of you know, in Saurashtra, Gujarat. Next to that is the Reliance Township. So the people there are all servants of Mukesh Ambani, but there's no reciprocation. It's just you do your job and you get the money. So sometimes these examples, they become almost obsolete by the influence of Kali Yuga. That even in material life, there's no perverted reflection even of the sweetness. It just becomes more and more rough. Our god brother Tejas Prabhu, I don't know if he mentioned that to you, that Srila Prabhupada was expressing to him once how the people in the West, he was transcendentally lamenting how they don't have any happiness even in their family life. Their family life in India, of course, it's all Maya, but there's some sweetness there, and if it's centered on Krishna, then it is transcendental. So Srila Prabhupada is expressing that there's in the Western world there's no happiness there. And there may be some, but so many. We used to go on book distribution door to door sometimes. And I remember one time particularly in England, I'm talking about going door to door. I remember once in Birmingham, you may have heard, it's a major city in England. And knock on the door in an apartment, and from inside I can hear the dog is barking, the television is blaring, and the man is shouting at the kids who are screaming. And the woman opens the door and says, "Oh, it looks like that. Just suffering so much. They suffer so much at work, and then they come at home and they suffer more." So we should distribute this Bhagavatam and give people insight into hope, give them hope that there is parastasmatu bhava nyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha. That beyond this world, which is only suffering, there is this spiritual world beyond that. Bhagavatam gives us the window to the spiritual world, which we can start to enter even within this world. We can start to enter the spiritual world by reading Bhagavatam, associating with devotees. Srila Prabhupada said that the centers of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they are not in the material world. Several times he said he was sitting in Los Angeles, the ISKCON temple there. He said, "We are not in Los Angeles." Well, looks like no, he said, we're in Vaikuntha. Once he in Japan, he said that also. And in Japan, we never had any real spectacular temple like we have in Los Angeles. But he said that also because yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. Wherever the devotees are chanting the glories of the Lord, Krishna is present. We have to remember at that time, Srila Prabhupada was just starting his Krishna consciousness movement, and you would be shocked at some of the behavior and misconceptions of the devotees in the 1960s. And many people in India were shocked. They didn't know how to behave like a sadhu. And many misconceptions there. But Srila Prabhupada gave them the charge to go all over the world and create by their chanting Vaikuntha, to bring the spiritual world to the material world by chanting. Now, of course, that chanting was empowered by Srila Prabhupada himself. And it had its effect. Srila Prabhupada manifested the spiritual world through his disciples chanting. Because they had faith and they were experiencing Krishna from the very beginning. Without so much knowledge, without any idea of any culture. I often think that Srila Prabhupada, what he had to do, we all think like that, but it's maybe harder for you to understand now because you're coming young people, and since you were born in this body, you've seen devotees and you've seen Western devotees, and for you it's just normal. But Srila Prabhupada, what he had to do, usually before someone accepts a guru, they have so many gurus. I'll explain that. The first guru is the mother. Mother, father, elders, elder brother is also a guru. So from the very beginning of life, if someone is born in Vedic culture, they're trained to respect elders. If there's any sadhu, you should respect them. How to behave respectfully to others. It's all, the training is there. There's nothing like that in America at the time. And as a matter of fact, the whole idea of, there was some idea of respecting elders in American culture, little bits. But especially in that generation, which was coming up, starting in the 1950s and becoming stronger in the 1960s, don't respect anyone elder. Don't respect anyone. You might respect someone if they had long, dirty hair. If a man had long, dirty hair, you might respect. That was actually a sign of prestige, to have very long hair. It means you've been a hippie longer than the other ones. Like the sadhus at Kumbh Mela, who's got jata, which goes back 10 meters. That's their sign of prestige. So everything, Prabhupada has. Can you imagine a guru teaching you how to pass stool? You have to squat, and I mean, I shouldn't say these things for the deities. He wrote a letter. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Sripad Narayan Maharaj. After they go to the toilet, they just wipe their backsides with paper. And that's it. They don't bathe. And he wrote, even the women drive cars. So Prabhupada had to teach everything from the very beginning. Eat, you have to eat with your right hand. Even eating with your hand, no idea, no such thing. Wash your hands after eating. Even after some years, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter. He was complaining, we're giving them Brahmin thread, but they don't even wash their hand after eating. So Srila Prabhupada, he still had great faith in the power of the holy name. That even without understanding these things and learning these things, which he did want them to learn, but by the faith in the holy name. What was that faith based on? Srila Prabhupada taught that you should have your faith, it should be based, centered in Shastra, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. We find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ek Bhagavata Baro, Bhagavata Shastra, Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. Bhagavat means in relation to Bhagavan. One is the big one, the greatest one is Bhagavata Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam. And there's one more who is the devotee who is the receptacle of Bhakti Rasa. So that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Srila Prabhupada at least once was emphasizing that the devotee is more important than the book. And then one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples asked, why is that Prabhupada more important? And he said, because he'll pull your ear. You can read the book and do what you want, but the devotee he'll pull you, push you, force you. So from this perspective, the Bhagavatam is the most important evidence, pramanam amalam. Because guru means he has to speak according to Bhagavatam. But in another perspective, the guru is more important because he'll push you, pull you, shout at you sometimes, maybe. Prabhupada is very merciful. And empower you. And this way he embodies. And that's another thing which several of Srila Prabhupada's disciples noted, that if only the books had gone to the West, Krishna consciousness wouldn't have taken shape, because no one could have seen what it means to actually live like a devotee. Srila Prabhupada had to show that and personify that, and literally from baby stage in terms of Krishna consciousness, train people in every single little thing. So you can't imagine that now, because this movement is set up and still very much beginning stages, but it's there. It's something which you can join. Everything is, at least if we look from the outside, it's well organized. If you go inside, you may find so many discrepancies. But things go on. Daily, the temples run on, there are festivals, prasadam distribution, it's systematic. But there was nothing in the beginning, except devotees, they had faith in Prabhupada. And they didn't, Prabhupada established you should have faith in Shastra, he said, don't trust me, but you should trust me if I speak according to Shastra. And according, of course, Shastra means also, just like Srila Prabhupada uses the word here, capricious whims. Brahmaji doesn't have capricious whims. The Shastra has to be understood in terms of the whole tradition and the way it's handed down. That you'd mentioned that book I'd made on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I made. And I was surprised, several devotees told me after reading that book, oh, I was surprised that Prabhupada's following exactly his guru. Why are you surprised? That's why he is guru. That's how he got his empowerment, because he followed exactly. And if you go back to the previous acharya, now they're trying, that's another thing. In the early days, we didn't even have Prabhupada's books because they hadn't been written. It was something exciting when a new book came. We'd get one copy and then the GBC would read it first, and then the town president, and it'd get handed down. And you'd get one day to hide away and read it. because there's only one copy in advance. We didn't even have Prabhupada's books. What to speak of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's books, Rupa Goswami's books, and so many different books translated. But if you see, the message is the same. It hasn't changed. It's the same message. And that's why it's powerful, as it is. Here the first word of this verse, Srila Prabhupada has translated, Yavat, as it is. That was very much Srila Prabhupada's insignia. I remember seeing, when I first saw the cover of the book, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. I thought, that's a very strange title. It's just like if you go to, you buy some apples, and then the person doesn't say, it really is apples. It's apple, apple, and nothing but apple. And you just say, I was selling apples. That's, I'm saying apples, you should say mangoes here, but I was in England and I hadn't heard of even that mangoes existed. Srila Prabhupada introduced us to so many wonderful things. So I thought, if it's Bhagavad Gita, it's Bhagavad Gita. Why do you have to say Bhagavad Gita as it is? And then after going through it, Because again and again, Srila Prabhupada, right in the beginning of the preface, why he's even writing the book, because he can't recommend any other edition. Then right in the first verse he mentions, and then in the Bhaktosime Sakachaiti, again and again, and he says it has to be this way. And the potency is there because it is as it is. Hare Krishna. I didn't prepare any talk, and it just kind of wandered around a few topics. There's so much to say in every line, every word. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, would you like to add something? I hope all of your disciples aren't upset with me for having sat here instead of your Guru Maharaj. Anything? You're saying thank you very much for coming here, and I'm saying thank you very much for being here. There wouldn't be any place to come to if you weren't here, right? Can't deny it.
We are all very grateful that you have come to bless us.
Hare Krishna.
So you made this point about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and His Divine Grace Abhayacharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So moving forward,
as Kali Yuga is progressing, how do we...
Yeah, it's a funny word, isn't it? It's progressing in terms of time, but it's actually regressing.
Yeah, it's degrading.
The word progressing is not incorrect. But usually we associate progress with things getting better. Positive, that's another Maya.
Yeah. Degrading.
Yeah.
As things are degrading in Kali Yuga, how do we make sure that the same, you know, spirit is maintained?
That is a big question. However, Srila Prabhupada gave the answer. He was asked several times about this. How can we maintain? And it's the same answer that Srila Prabhupada gave to similar questions again and again and again and again and again. The devotees have to chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, attend the programs. If you stick to this, everything will be all right. The same answer Prabhupada gave again and again and again. When one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that, well, in future, if devotees become head of nations and then they may become corrupt. We often see heads, when you get so much power, just like Brahma is praying here, that he won't be corrupted by the power. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's not necessarily true. It's only true if there's the seed of corruption in the heart. But generally it's true. So Srila Prabhupada said, what can we do to, what's the answer? How can we guarantee that devotees won't misuse if they get so much power? Srila Prabhupada said, they chant 16 rounds and follow the four Raila principles. And the devotee was asking, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu said, is that all? Prabhupada said, that's all. But I think we can add to that keeping good association, because just like when we take initiation, we say four regs and 16 rounds, but it's understood there's a lot more than that. There's a whole package. It's not that you sit in front of the TV watching a cricket match, eating some, some farsan from a hot lorry on chopati, and at the same time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can do that, and you might theoretically be within the 16 rounds and four regulated principles, but it's understood there's a lot more also. And Srila Prabhupada often detailed that in his letters. Keep association with devotees. Always, he would say, try to chant offenselessly. It's a big question. It's hard to keep things on track. We have the tendency to go off. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Shri Lalita Vishaka Shri Gornitai Shri Radha Gopijana Vallabh Shri Nathji Shri Janardhan Shalagram Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. What are you going to give me?
A request is Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to give a couple of books from the Bhaktivedanta Research Center, which have been recently republished as gifts from...
Oh, republished, then maybe I have them.
Radha, from our ISKCON Chowpatty, Radha Gopinath Mandir. This is Attending Krishna's Image, which is Krishna Kshetra Maharaj's thesis.
Oh, no, I don't have that book, but I have this Chaitanya Vaishnava Vedanta of Jiva Goswami. Radha Karaman gave me.
Yes.
Copy of that book. It's a really difficult book to read.
We have other books also coming.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
I actually wanted to get this book. Put it on my ever-growing list of books to read. Hare Krishna. When Radhika Raman told me, he told me he was doing his PhD, and he told me he was doing it on, was it two or three anucheds of the, was it Paramatma Sandarbha? I said, there must be a lot of footnotes. And he said, yeah, it's mostly footnotes. Because it's so packed with... Actually, to read this in Sanskrit, you have to be... Not only have to know Sanskrit, but you have to know practically the whole Vedic philosophy, even to begin to read it. It wasn't made, these Vedanta commentaries, they weren't made for you and me. They were made for very great scholars. So that's another great gift of Srila Prabhupada, isn't it? That he made it available. His books, which we can read. You don't have to be a great Vedic scholar. You'll become a great Vedic scholar by reading it. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now I have two copies. Yeah, I'll put it in a library somewhere, maybe in Salem. I think they have a copy. Anyway, whatever. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is that allowed? Did you ask?